I don't know, Dave Schluter, you think Dave Hochberg would want to do karaoke with his WGN colleagues?
Yeah, while he does his spinning thing, too, on his spin bike, he could do both simultaneously.
Dave Schluter, often you can hear him on not only Let's Get Legal, not only Home Sweet Home Chicago, but we chat with you every few weeks here on Your Money Matters, too. Dave, how's everything going? Did you have a good fourth?
We did. It was so nice. The word got out we had a pool, so we had some people over.
I love that. Dave, remind our listeners what you do. You do real estate law. You do estate planning law, too.
Yes, and it's basically a great way to help people in those arenas. There's a lot of information that's handed down that isn't true. It's my 40th year next year, and I really do try to help people. I really care. A lot of lawyers don't enjoy their job still, but I really do try helping. And what I introduced to you for a topic, John, was these a very laser beam particular set of circumstances that I'd like to give some good advice on.
All right, let's fire up the laser beams. What do you got?
Yes, there are people who cannot buy their next condo or cannot buy their next home without selling what they have.
Right, because you're going to sell it, you're going to take the equity, you're going to use that for the down payment that you need on the next house, right?
Yes, and for the past year or so, the word's been out, don't even bother. We got cash offers or whatever. But as things change and these prices, eventually it's going back to some normalcy that if, in fact, it's a strong sale, meaning that it's likely the person will end up selling, people will take that deal and have the patience to wait for the first deal to close, and then that seller brings that money to the next title company. What I want to talk to you about is there's a great tool that will help people who have that to not go crazy. And the reason they go crazy is their realtor writes them up for the same day. And as I mentioned in my email to you, the logistics of closing with the advent of the internet have actually not improved, and they actually result with the internet, people working remotely, running the closing, three people handling the deal for the lender. There are situations where the seller's deal doesn't disperse on the day of closing. It could be everything from a wire transfer that's intercepted by the feds, or somebody thought they were supposed to send the insurance to the end lender, which is not the mortgage broker, but the person loaning the money, and the whole thing derails on that sell, and they're supposed to go in the afternoon and get their keys to the new place. So what I'd like to introduce the concept for the realtors and the people who have that need to sell before they buy, go ahead and negotiate 2 to 3 days of a rent back period. You only have to pay whatever the buyer's mortgage is for those 2 to 3 days. Your loan is paid off. You have all your proceeds. But in the event of one of these derailed trains, you're going to still be able to sell and buy, and then you're going to go back in and then have the money. In other words,
let me make sure I understand this. So I'm going to give myself a cushion instead of trying to do this all on the same day. And
right.
Then if my sale, the wire transfer gets tied up, now I don't have the money to buy, essentially, to bring to the table. So what I'm going to do is give myself a 3-day cushion by having the closing date be earlier, but you're going to then, for the house I'm selling, but I'm going to...
Yeah, you're not going to be homeless. You're not going to be on the truck while you're trying to get the other one together. Hopefully your buy's still going to stay together, but they won't give you the keys to the new place until they have the money. So if it happens, you're not homeless. You're not doing a double move, staying with parents, having your truck robbed overnight because somebody breaks in of everything you own. And so if a seller is willing to leave, I would just say ask. When in doubt, ask your broker. And if they refuse to do it, then ask for somebody else in that office or the main broker of the office, because they will know now that these glitches now, with the advent of the internet and so many people looking at the money, this is causing, they'll say things like, well, our network is down, a large bank, and so we really meant to send the wire, but we're sorry, we completely got ransomwared at the bank that was supposed to send the money, and then you're homeless. So people might be saying, oh, that he's idealistic. I'm just telling you, I'm seeing it. Nobody makes any money on the deal. In other words, you're not losing money, you're not making money. Your house is paid off. You cover the payment of the people buying your home, so they're basically helping you, but they're getting compensated, and it just takes the pressure off. Now, if it all works out, you go to the other one and you get them the first day, fine. But on the times it doesn't happen, it causes a great reduction in stress because you haven't had to move out yet. You're closing. And then when you know you got the dough, then you make your move on the purchase.
I imagine there's like a clause in there that the person you're selling your home to, if your funds don't go through, you don't get to just sit there, right? I mean, there has to be like some out for them as well, right? You're not just going to just squat
at
their house.
And again, it's usually not caused by the consumer, John. It's caused by the logistics of all the title and the internet. And there's so many screenings and re-underwriting. You know, we've had people where everything's going, and then at 10 minutes before, somebody says, our underwriter would like to know about that bankruptcy in 2007 or something like that.
Crazy.
They find something creepy on the buyer of the sale one, and they have to, quote, go back, and then they don't send the money. Or they do, and they send it to the wrong place. So my sermon today is try to get a couple of days where the brokers will know it as delayed possession. And that just means that you get your money, but you don't have to give the keys. So
I'm
hoping
a dumb
that
question,
can save
Dave.
Some lives this week with that.
Right. Ask your broker for the cushion. I have a stupid question. I've never sold a property and used that sale money to try then for a down payment for a new house. What is the order of operations? If someone's sitting there with a bunch of equity in their house right now, maybe they're going to downsize, whatever the case may be. Do you have to convince the mortgage person that you are, hey, I am selling this house. You go on a rough estimate about what it's going to bring in. And then that's what you tell your David Hochberg, like, hey.
What they're going to do is if they can convince the lender to go ahead and approve it on a promise, that's going to be other financial assets. That's going to be not just income based, but other reserves you have that if you truly are saying you can pull it off. But they're going to go ahead and pull a temporary title and make sure you don't have a home equity loan you forgot about or you really are behind or whatever. They'll let it happen, and then you turn around and sell later. It's more for people, like I said, who it's not a first-time buyer game that happens, but if someone's been around and they've accumulated some money, maybe they got only half their mortgage left, if they go ahead, there's a thing called a bridge loan also where you can temporarily tie up the equity in the one you're selling and pull it off, and then you go ahead and pay that off after it closes. So it's about having assets. But yeah, you're definitely a more attractive buyer if you can prove that you can buy it no matter what, whether your house sells or not, you've got the cash. And a good broker will ask for what's called proof of funds. It's pretty intrusive, but it's a mad world out there. So if you want something big, you might have to dig deep.
Right. I just mean, like, if I'm buying a new house because I'm like, oh, I've got $300,000 in equity in my current home.
Right.
I can't just like make up that pie in the sky number and say, oh, well, I can afford this house, because who knows what happens in the market in that time, what actually happens. So I see like a bridge loan would lock that down a little bit, or I need to bring other funds or show other income or whatever the case to the table.
Yeah,
I've always been curious.
Not to depress people, but your salary and your other income has to show that if it does hit the fan, you're going to carry both.
My salary doesn't show that, Schluter, so.
All right, we'll have to give up on that one. But the issue is that they're going to want to know that you can carry both if there's a train wreck.
Where do you want people to go? What's the website and the phone number, Dave?
Yeah, WGNattorney.com, WGNattorney.com, or landline, always a free consult, 630-285-5300, almost 40 years of helping people.
Dave Schluter's the best. Take care, Dave, all right?
Bye-bye.